You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, bringing you the best of great gospel music. That's right here on your favorite community, culture, and music station. Also, I want to remind you, of course, to fall back and get those clocks 1 hour back. So hopefully you guys are tuned in listening to me. That's right here from 89.3 KUVO Denver, 88.5 KVJZ Vail, and 89.7 in Breckenridge. You can listen from anywhere and anytime at KUVO.org. You know, we are on 92.9 FM every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. to bring you some great gospel music to inspire you. So also during the week, you can also log on to Dawes2000.com 24/7, and that's streaming for your listening pleasure. We have a great show planned for you today. And, of course, we have special guest Kyla Green here. And she is going to talk about The Feet, The Family. That's that Bruce Randolph organization that he used to feed all the Thanksgiving families. And, of course, our prayers are going to go out to Reverend Ron Wooding, who was not able to be here today. But she so graciously got up this morning and was able to come and join us. So we want to thank her. And we got more great gospel music coming to you. So we're going to open up with a little Donnie McKirkland right here on The Gospel Train.
Lean on the Lord,
and you know it's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, my grandmother, Dr. Mattie Moss Clark.
And my mother, and my father, and my sister, and my brother. That is me all standing in the need of prayer.
I'm coming to you, never yawn to God. Standing in the need of prayer.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Situation around. It's me, oh Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer.
And my mother, and my father, and my sister, and my brother. That is me, oh Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Tears falling from my face.
Heart broken into two.
But it's me, oh Lord.
What
more can I say?
Standing in the need of prayer.
Oh, all out of money.
All out of money.
It's your daughter, oh Lord. Lord. I'm standing, 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 standing,
standing
in the need of prayer.
Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother. That is me.
I'm standing.
Hi, this is saxophonist and composer Akash Mittal, and you're listening to Jazz 89 KUVO and 88.5 KVJZ Vail, the oasis in the city.
Keep
You are in touch and in tune to the great gospel train that's right here on KUVO KVJZ Radio. And of course, we are on 92.9 this evening. So that was a brand, a new one by, of course, Eternal Light Singers, talking about fight on. You got to keep that fight going on. No matter what you're going through, you know, God's grace is truly, truly sufficient. So, Calla Green is here. She's my Calla Greens.
Thank you for having me, Deborah. We appreciate this.
Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you being here and just making the effort this morning, you know, because the time changed, everything changed. But, you know, we want to give you some love and support. And we always, when it comes to Danny Bruce's and all the things that he has done, we definitely want to give you as much support as we can.
Amen.
Our prayers
Thank
definitely
you.
Go out Amen. To Reverend Ron Wooding, who is going through right now. So we want to keep the community in prayer for him. And, of course, there's others that we want to pray for, too, as far as Kenny Wells. And I did get a notice again about one of our jazz greats here who attends Scotts United Methodist Church, and he's in the hospital, Ed Battles and his family. So keep them lifted up and in prayer, because these are our soldiers, these are our leaders, and those went before us to do some great things in our community. So, Calla, tell us more about Daddy Bruce's. What's going on this year when it comes to this great Thanksgiving basket and the giveaways that you do?
This year, it's our 55th anniversary. And so to commemorate the 55th anniversary of when Daddy Bruce first started giving out feeding people on Thanksgiving Day, and so to commemorate that, we're giving out 5,500 baskets.
Wow.
And so we're expecting a large turnout, and it's going to be what we do every year. We've been doing it. Epworth United Methodist Church has been doing it for the last 15 years, and we're going to continue on the tradition of Daddy Bruce.
Praise God. This is truly, truly blessed. So with all of that, you have a need of volunteers to come help you give out all of those baskets, put
yes,
those baskets together.
Yes, we do.
Right, and then also the community outreach to help support the financial efforts of that.
Yes, correct. We do need all of that. Usually it takes us over 1,000 volunteers to do this because there's so many baskets, and we need volunteers to basically go to EpworthFoundation.org and sign up. We need people who are willing to help us financially to go there. We can donate at that website as well. And also people who want to sign up for a basket. If people want to sign up to come in, you know, and get a basket, they can also go there and sign up.
Okay. And what is that website?
It's the EpworthFoundation.org.
Okay. Is there a phone number to
There is a phone number. The phone number is area code 303-296-6287. We do not answer the phone on Sundays. Praise God.
Well, yeah. 6 days shall a man labor, but the seventh day, let him rest.
Amen.
So tell us, give us a little background, because some people really don't know about Daddy Bruce and all the things that he's done. You know, I remember Daddy Bruce barbecue. And
right.
Those are kind of things that I remember. So just tell us a little history. Give us a little bit more background so people can really understand how intricate he was and all the things that he did.
Basically, Daddy Bruce opened Daddy Bruce's barbecue in 1963 on the corner of Gilpin and East 34th Avenue. And of course, East 34th Avenue has since been renamed for him. Not long after that, during the late 1960s, that's when he started his Thanksgiving tradition. He used his own time and his own money, and he took a truck full of ribs to City Park and simply started feeding the hungry. It was a simple yet powerful act of kindness, and he was able to feed about 200 people. And that was the beginning of everything. And since then, he continued cooking at his restaurant, and he would basically pass the food out. The first 25 years is what he did. But then after that, he died in 1994 in Salem Baptist Church, and now Epworth United Methodist Church, which we are located on Daddy Bruce Randolph Boulevard, working through the Epworth Foundation, we took over the work of Daddy Bruce, and we created the Denver Feed a Family program, giving away Thanksgiving baskets every year. Okay. This year we plan on giving away, like I said, 5,500 baskets. Okay. And in each basket we have basically enough to feed 8 people, you know, for a family. And so there's a turkey and all the trimmings. And so in order to do this, we need volunteers to help us. We start on Friday, the 22nd, at about 3 o'clock when we shut down the streets. Basically, Bruce Randolph is 34th Avenue, and we shut off the streets from about Vine to about Williams Street. So we close them down, and we bring in big trucks of food and conveyor belts, and we fill the boxes. And so if you're good at tossing turkeys, or if you're good at putting cans in boxes, or even if you're good with paperwork and answering phones, we can use your help.
Praise God. Well, I've always kind of come and, you know, give my little support, whatever I can do, you know, because I know that it is so needed. And sometimes when you're blessed, you want to definitely bless others. And that's what we're reaching out for you to do. So any last thoughts that you want to give our community or say, you know, in lieu of all the things that you guys are doing?
Well, once again, I'd like to thank you guys for hosting us this morning, and to thank the community for all the years that we've been able to carry this tradition on. Daddy Bruce started this, and we've been able to carry it on, and we couldn't do it. We can't do it alone without God and the community. We could not do it. So I'm giving my thanks, you know, and we know it's going to happen again this year, and we'll continue doing it.
And I know you guys are real challenged this year because I know that Reverend Ron Wooding has been very ill, and he is going to be kind of out of pocket. And he was such a force to this. So.
He's the one who brought Daddy Bruce to our church, who brought the whole Daddy Bruce Thanksgiving to the church. And it is unfortunate, but this year we have dedicated the whole event to cancer survivors, you know, because he's fighting the battle, and there's a lot of other people that have fought the battle and won. And we know he's going to as well, and so we're dedicating it to him. Keep him strong.
Yeah, praise God. And to all of those that are going through right now,
that's
what it is. It's a process. You go through.
You do. You know, keep going.
And God will carry you through.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Green. I really, really appreciate you coming in and sharing with us. And what is the date again? The numbers and
the 23rd. November 23rd is when we're passing out the boxes. We need volunteers on the 22nd and 23rd. We're passing out 5,500 boxes. And the address is basically on Bruce Randolph Avenue between Vine and about Williams. The church is actually located at the corner of Bruce Randolph and High Street, 3401 High Street. That's actually where the church is.
Okay.
So that's our headquarters.
All right. So if this touches your heart, you know you need to be a part and bless somebody because God has blessed you.
Amen.
So here is none other than Kurt Carr with his many, many collaborations of all these great artists that says, bless somebody. And here's a great opportunity on this Thanksgiving that you can be a blessing.
Because when we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way to
bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know God has been faithful every day.
Every day. Yes.
I believe God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that He's faithful.
God has proven that He's faithful.
For eternity, I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
How can I keep it to myself? Westmore.
my vow.
Lord, sing the harvest.
Every time you bless.
Every time you bless.
You can trust
you
me.
You can trust
to
me.
To bless somebody else.
Trust me to bless somebody
Pastor
else.
Pastor Smokey Norfolk, my man.
Lord, sing the harvest.
Sing the harvest.
And every time you bless.
The beautiful
you
Erica
can trust
Campbell.
Me. Yeah. You can trust me.
We're here, right here on the Gospel Train, reminding you to bless somebody. You have a great opportunity to do that with, of course, the Daddy Bruce Feed the Family. That's November 23rd. They're on 34th Avenue. And if you have a moment,
support
please
for
join
KUBO.
Them, you know. Also, I want to remind you that Johnny Taylor, the Blues Festival, that is Sammy Mayfield's Blues Band, is going to be hosting his son, J.T. Hooker Taylor. That's Saturday, November 9th. That's next week. So you definitely want to be a part of that. And, of course, it's at the Soul Dove. That's 7401 East 1st Avenue. So for more information, give them a call at 303. That's 830-9214. Also, the 100 Men Who Cook, 7th Annual 100 Men Who Cook. This is a black tie affair. That's Saturday, November 30th at the Renaissance Hotel. You definitely want to be a part of it. You still have time. If you have a favorite dish that you can whip up really quick and let everybody taste, especially you men, we need you. And, of course, it's still open. Give them a call at 1-800-998-5984 for more information. And, of course, you can always get your ticket. Also, I want to remind you that Central Presbyterian Church in Denver, December 5th, the 6th, and 7th, the First United Methodist Church of Boulder will be there December 13th, having the Spear of Joy holiday traditional around the world. So you definitely, that's the Denver, of course. They have many events going up, so you can, of course, log on to rmarts.org and check out their events. Also, Winter of Love, that's Zia Chandler and the Decades of Love. They're going to be at the Soul Dove, that's 7401 East 1st Avenue in Denver. You can give them a call for more information at 720-231-9539. And I'm telling you, this is one that you definitely do not want to miss. It's going to be December 6th and 7th. So you can go there. And then, of course, you can come back and then see the Blues Show on December 9th. But I'm telling you, they do a fabulous, fabulous job. And there's one thing that you want to do. If you want to start the season off right, you definitely want to check out the Winter of Love, December 6th and 7th with at the Soul Dove with Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. Stay with us. I got more great gospel music. Also, oh, I forgot, Scotch United Methodist Church, their 115th anniversary is coming up Saturday, November 9th. That's next week at the Renaissance Hotel from 10 to 2. So you definitely don't want to miss that. They're going to have a worship service on the 17th. And, of course, Reverend Aaron Gray, who's going to be coming back and ministering. Let's give him a call at 303-322-8967. That's 303-322-8967. Also, keep one of their dear members, Ed Battles. Keep him in prayer. He's at St. Joseph Hospital, and he's been there for several days, so we're keeping him in prayer. Also, we want to keep Kenny Wells in prayer. He's also in the hospital, and we want to know, let them know that they're just going through right now, and of course, God will deliver each and every one of them. Stay with us. I got more great gospel music coming to you right here. There's so much trouble in the world, but only you as individuals can make a difference.
Everywhere you go, there's always trouble.
Faith, and God gonna save the day. Yo, who can turn a rainy day into sunshine? You blow your mind, you put a smile on your face when you're feeling down. Pick you up when you're feeling low, you fill you up with joy. You're from your head to your pinky toe. Open up all kinds of doors that you thought was closed. You have favor and the knowledge that the Lord is your savior, and those doors be closed no more. Like water, watch the blessings flow. Whatever seed you sow gonna grow. If God gon' show up, show out and show his hand and heal all the troubles that's all in this land. If it's all a part of his amazing plan, I say, who's the man? God's the man. Let him believe.
Get over yonder.
KUVO is supported by Clear Spring Health, a new Colorado Medicare Advantage plan committed to giving older adults a clear plan for healthy aging. Clear Spring Health Medicare Advantage plans give members the option to choose their own doctor and provide benefits designed to help them stay healthy, offering a variety of plans to choose from. More information at clearspringhealthcare.com.
Thank you.
comes my way, your love comes smiling on me. I saw your face, and then I knew. I was so afraid, but your eyes, they'd say, come to me. So I say to you, can we talk for a while? You'd say it's all right when you love me.
Hi, it's Susan Gatchett inviting you to join me Sunday at 4 p.m. for On Stage. This week, we'll revisit performances by Barbara Morrison and friends.
Exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two?
On Stage, Sunday at 4 on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Blessings that got a blessing. I believe I got a witness right here. Come on, help me say it.
We're ready.
We're ready.
I'm Eddie Palmieri, and you're listening to Jazz on KUVO, the Oasis in the City.
The fear.
the Lord and make a way. Your luck to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. Nothing like a little Al Green for a Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning as you're getting ready to go to church. Well, I do want to remind you the Winter of Love. That's December 6th, 7th at the Soul Dove. That's Sia Chandler and the Decades of Love. I'm going to bring you one of their songs talking about Letter Rain. Keep it locked right there on the gospel train. That's Denver own. That's right, Sia Chandler. And, of course, the Decades of Love. They're going to be at the Soul Dove. That's December 6th and 7th. You definitely don't want to miss that. And, of course, our own Sammy Mayfield is going to be there in November next weekend, November 9th, for the TJ Hooker. That's Johnny Taylor's son, if you like a little blues, a touch of the blues. Keep it locked right there. We're kind of winding down, getting the train back to the station. Of course, Concion Mexicano is in the house. They're here, making up some noise. But we're going to keep it locked right there as we continue to bless you with more great gospel music.
The blackness, the blackness.
When I was scraping the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up.
Support for programming on KUVO comes from the Benny L. Williams Spiritual Voices Fall Concert, featuring The Journey of Harriet Tubman, Saturday, November 16th at 7:30 at Shorter AME Church. Tickets for adults and students at blwspiritualvoices.org or by calling 720-892-8047.
Support for KUVO comes from Nell's Down Home Barbecue, where sauce is boss, a local food truck serving up traditional smoked barbecue. Information at 303-549-8944.
Well, it's about that time for us to get back to the KUVO studios. And, of course, I have really enjoyed ministering to you today, and I hope you have been it has been a blessing to you. God bless you. Remember, share those blessings with each and every person that you meet. Go with God in all of your ways. And, of course, we love you. We love you, and we love you. And keep praying. Keep praying for all of those that are sick and shut in, those that might not have as much as you. Be a blessing to them. And just do whatever you can to make life better, not only for yourself, but for everyone else, or each person that you meet, that will just, you know, God just brings the angels joy all over the world. God bless you. And again, God will continue to bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you. Here's one of my favorite, the group Fire. He's going to take us home, talking about, again, how many times has God really, really blessed you? Check it out. Think about it and see what you come up with. I bet you come up with more blessings than you do come up with failures. Until next time, God bless.
A waymaker, a chain breaker, a hero to all those in need, a healer, provider. I can count on you to be there for me. Master, creator, you're the potter and I am the clay.
Shit.